أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو جعلناه قرآنا أعجميا لقالوا لولا فصلت آياته أعجمي وعربي قل هو للذين آمنوا هدى وشفاء والذين لا يؤمنون في آذانهم وقر وهو عليهم عمى أولئك ينادون من مكان بعيد ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فاختلف فيه ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك لقضي بينهم وإنهم لفي شك منه مريب من عمل صالحا فلنفسه ومن أساء فعليها وما ربك بظلام للعبيد صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about this Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those who try to distort this Quran. No matter how much a person tries, one would not be able to change any word, any harf, any letter of the Quran, and nor would one be able to change any meaning of the Quran Kareem. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to some of those people of Makkah that came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and made a very absurd request to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their request to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam varied with regards to the Quran. One request they made to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, why does this Quran not have any non-Arabic in it? If that is happens and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this Quran or some portion of this Quran Kareem in non-Arabic, then they will accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wanted to see and they considered this as a very great miracle that would have happened. Now, obviously, when we examine this kind of request that they made to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, first of all, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself was Arab. He had spoken Arabic. The very first recipients of the Quran Kareem, the people of Makkah Mukarramah, they were all Arabs. They understood only Arabic. They did not understand any non-Arabic language. So what would be the reason that this Quran needed to be revealed in a non-Arabic language? And if perchance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have adhered and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have revealed this Quran in any, or any portion or any ayat of the Quran Kareem in non-Arabic, then obviously they would have come with other absurd requests to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with this, and Allah says, وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا أَعْجَمِيًّا. If we had sent down this Quran, we had made this Quran Kareem in a strange language, in a non-Arabic language, لَقَالُوا لَوْلَا فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُ, then they would have asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, why aren't the verses clearly explained? Why are these verses coming down in a non-Arabic language? And despite the fact that this Quran, each word, each letter of the Quran Kareem is a miracle in itself, could they not see the miracle of the Quran Kareem? At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had explained and Allah said that these verses of the Quran Kareem, Fussilat ayatu, it is absolutely clear, it is absolutely explained, it is absolutely open, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here then responds to this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them this question then, that if this Quran had to be revealed in non-Arabic, then obviously they would have raised this objection against the Quran Kareem. The next is, أَعْجَمِيٌّ وَعَرَبِي, was it possible then that the Quran, the Kitab, be revealed in a strange non-Arabic language, وَعَرَبِيٌّ, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself be an Arab? Is that possible? They themselves would have asked this question, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rather asked the question to them. قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءً. It is not about how the Quran Kareem is being revealed, the language that the Quran Kareem is being revealed. The two important aspects of the Quran Kareem is being discussed. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, It is a revelation for those people who have brought iman, and for them it is a hidayat. It is a form of iman that when they recite this Quran Kareem, the quality of the iman begins to improve. It begins to increase. Those who had not brought iman, how many of them had just heard the words of the Quran? They had heard the ayats and the verses of the Quran, and they had brought iman. So this kitab is a kitab of hidayat. It is a kitab of guidance, washifa, and it is a shifa. It is a cure from all the diseases of the heart, beginning with kufr and shirk and nifaq and hypocrisy, and then going to the other maladies of the heart, the other diseases of the heart, like that of jealousy and envy and hatred and all that the heart contains. This Quran is a shifa for all that. And this is the reason and the objectives of the Quran Kareem. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرٌ وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِمْ عَمَى. And those who do not believe in this Quran Kareem, in their hearts are plugs, and they are blind to this Quran Kareem. They themselves alluded to this fact. So why are they wanting this Quran now to be revealed in a non-Arabic language? أُولَٰئِكَ يُنَادَوْنَ مِن مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ. Those are the people who are called from a far away place. The Arabs used to use this phrase when someone did not understand, someone found difficulty in understanding, then they would say to that person that he is in a far off place, that he cannot hear the words very, very clearly, and he cannot understand what is being said. In other words, he does not have the aptitude to understand. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to them, that this Quran is so easy for them to understand. They turned away from the Quran Kareem, and now they make these requests to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Very briefly thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ فَاخْتُلِفَ فِيهِ. Certainly we gave Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the kitab, the Torah. We revealed it to him. But what had happened? People began to dispute with regards to the kitab, and this dispute remained with the Quran. The dispute basically begins with those who had brought iman and those who did not bring iman, those who kept away from it, those who disbelieved in it. There was always this dispute, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that this will continue till the day of Qiyamah between those who brought iman in the Quran and those who did not bring iman. وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ. And if it was not for the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had preceded, in other words, the command of Allah, the preordainment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that each person will have his time, each community will have his time, the day of Qiyamah has his fixed time, and obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge on the day of Qiyamah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have destroyed them long before that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah and mercy, Allah had given chance, Allah had given respite to each and every individual, each and every nation. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَفِي شَكِّمْ مِنْهُ مُرِيبْ. And certainly they are in complete doubt with regards to it. In other words, that doubt will continue is because they did not want to open their hearts. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا. Whoever practices righteously, it is to the benefit of his own self. In other words, our deeds, it will be to our benefit on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا. And whoever has done evil, then it is his own loss, his loss in this world and his loss in the hereafter. There is no gain for Allah, there is no loss to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no gain to Islam, there is no loss to Islam. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not wrong his servants, not now in this world, and never would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do that in the hereafter. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.